Now, just a minute. Let's get organized. That's a mouse. I'm a cat. Cats beat mice. Something's wrong. I must be slipping. Out of condition. Sloppy. I gotta exercise.
It's the Reader's Notebook for Thursday, September 20th, 2018. On this date in 1941, one of the American entertainment world's most endearing characters was introduced for the first time. I refer, of course, to Sylvester J. Pussycat Sr., usually just called Sylvester, a three-time Academy Award-winning anthropomorphic tuxedo cat in the Looney Tunes and Merry Melodies series of cartoons. Most of his appearances have him often chasing Tweety Bird, Speedy Gonzales, or Hippity Hopper. Sylvester appeared in 103 cartoons in the Golden Age. Only Bugs Bunny, Porky Pig, and Daffy Duck have outperformed him. Sylvester shows a lot of pride in himself and never gives up. Despite, or perhaps because of his pride and persistence, Sylvester is, with rare exceptions, placed squarely on the loser side of the Looney Tunes winner-loser hierarchy. In many cartoons, he is shown intentionally sticking out his tongue while speaking, emphasizing that his lisp is intentional. Sylvester's trademark exclamation, "Sufferin' succotash," is said to be a euphemism to avoid the blasphemous utterance, "Suffering Savior." Perhaps Sylvester's most developed role is in a series of Robert McKimson-directed shorts in which the character is a hapless mouse-catching instructor to his dubious son, Sylvester Jr., with the mouse being a powerful baby kangaroo which he constantly mistakes for a king-sized mouse. His alternately confident and bewildered episodes bring his son to shame, while Sylvester himself is reduced to nervous breakdowns. In the 1970s and 80s, Sylvester appeared in various Warner Brothers television specials, and in the 80s he appeared in numerous feature film compilations. Sylvester has died more times than any other Looney Tunes character, having perished in Peck Up Your Troubles, I Taw a Putty Tat, Back Alley Uproar, Mouse Mazurka, Bad Old Putty Tat, and at least a dozen more. He was also cast in the role of Jacob Marley in Bah Humduck, A Looney Tunes Christmas. A baby version of Sylvester is part of the title cast of characters in The Baby Looney Tunes. And recently, Sylvester is featured in the Looney Tunes show, voiced by Jeff Bergman. He is shown living with Granny alongside Tweety. We also learn that he has a brother named Alan, voiced by Jeff Bennett. Sylvester also makes recurring appearances in the new Looney Tunes, and at 78, he seems to have several lives left and shows few signs of slowing down. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for September 20th, 2018. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.